Now dictation for Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Onstadt, O-N-S-T-O-T-T, December 1475. Address as a letter to Loros of Mount Pleasant, 772-3656. Dear sirs at Loros of Mount Pleasant, follow up for Mr. Onstadt, who has advanced renal failure from obstructive uropathy, has an indwelling folate catheter from neurogenic bladder. All these complications of Hodgkin lymphoma. He is paraplegic. He is bedridden for what we did a FaceTime encounter. Since the last visit in February, he denies hospital admission. Catheter is being changed every month. There is no gross cloudiness, infection, or blood. No abdominal or flank discomfort, no fever, no vomiting, tolerating diet, denies dysphagia, has constipation, no bleeding, no decubitus, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen, no inhalers, all review systems negative, prior edema resolved. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight bicarbonate, Faslo, narcotics, antidepressants, muscle relaxants, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, weight at the facility around 180, blood pressure 137/87. He is alert, oriented sign 3, right eye deviated temporal, left eye normal, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, moving upper extremity symmetrically, does not appear to be in respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistries, this is from June, anemia 10.1, a normal white blood cell, a low platelet count at 86 that needs to be followed. Large red blood cells, MCB at 100. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Creatinine did risen to 3.3. It used to be middle twos. 2 months in a row change, 3.1 and now 3.3. Low albumin, 2.9. Corrected calcium, normal. Phosphorus, not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, acute on chronic versus progressive renal failure versus spurious lab abnormalities, repeat chemistries, given his history of complications of treatment for Hodgkin lymphoma with paraplegic neurogenic bladder, indwelling folate catheter, and prior history of multiple kidney stones, requiring multiple procedures and prior episodes of pyelonephritis and sepsis. I'm going to repeat a kidney ultrasound bladder to make sure that there is no stone-related obstruction or complications. Clinically, no evidence of sepsis. We need to update also urine for protein creatinine ratio, monitor thrombocytopenia, monitor anemia and macrocytosis. Monitor nutritional level albumin. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.